Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I didn't come with lofty speech or wisdom. I didn't come trying to impress you. I came with the simple message of Jesus crucified. And he says that's foolishness to so much of the world. And yet he says, it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. He says, these things God has revealed to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So he's preaching a foolish message that the world perceives as, you're following a crucified king. You're following someone who is a loser, who lost, who died, who got arrested, who got executed. That makes no sense. And that seems weak. That seems powerless. And yet these things God has revealed to us through His Spirit. He's given us eyes to see in a new way. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. Isn't it a treasure that God freely gives? He doesn't give with strings saying, well, I have this for you, but you have to meet these requirements first before you... He says, I died in your place. So all who come to me to receive freely, not offering something in exchange, but just receiving the gift, all who come in simple faith, the faith of a child, will receive eternal life. Whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. He is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. What a treasure we have that the Spirit of God has opened our eyes to see. 2 Corinthians talks about the God of this world has blinded the eyes, the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the glory of the good news in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the God who created the universe with a word has spoken into our hearts through His Spirit to open blind eyes so that we can see Jesus for who He is, so that we can receive Jesus just with the simplicity of a child. So Paul comes saying, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The simple message. And he's trusting that the Lord will open eyes to see that message, not as foolishness, but as life-saving, life-altering good news. The good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what we celebrate today. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken, juice that reminds us of His blood shed on the cross for us. And that seems... to the world, it's like, what? You're eating a reminder of somebody's dead body and poured out blood? I mean, that seems weird. That's the beauty of the cross, that Jesus, He just didn't die an ordinary death. He took my sin on Him, on the tree, and He paid my price in full. And so, as we ingest bread and juice, we're recognizing that I need Jesus in me to transform me, to make me new. He died for me, and with Him I died, and now He is alive in me, and He is giving me new life in His presence, so we can enjoy His presence today. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve you bread and juice, and if you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to remember, participate, worship with us as we remember what Jesus did for us. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You. Thank You for sending Your only Son to be the sin-bearing substitute to take my place. Jesus, thank you for coming willingly, eagerly, for the joy set before you to lay down your life for me, to pay my price in full. Spirit, thank you for opening these blind eyes to see the death of Christ, the crucifixion, not as something merely gory and horrific and offensive, but as life, as hope, as my only hope, the only thing that I can cling to have sins forgiven and to enjoy a relationship with the God who created me. Thank you for the death of Jesus. Thank you for blood poured out for me and a body broken. Thank you for bread and juice that remind us of what it cost for my salvation. Help us to remember you together in Jesus' name. Oh Jesus, thank you for laying down your life for me. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.